Good morning, good morning. Hello, and welcome to another pleasure chat. We're talking about sensuality today. We're talking about what sensuality is. I don't know if we're going to talk about what it isn't, but we're definitely going to talk about what sensuality is. And I do want to get into how sensuality can assist you in your life, business, wealth, life, but eventually we'll get to that. For those of you who do not know who I am, my name is Devi Maisha, and I am the Sensual Energy Alchemist. I'm a master life coach and teacher of sensuality, and my business, Sensual Energy Alchemy, guides Black women into their sensual confidence so they can show up bold and powerful in life, business, and love. And I wanted to talk about sensuality because sensuality and pleasure are my values, my mission, my focal point. They are the words that you will hear me use often when it comes to the body. Now, before I dive into sensuality, there are some underlying tools here like somatic work, meditation, breath work for sure. But really, it's the goal of all of the tools is to make space for you to have a more sensual life, for you to have a more pleasure-filled life, so that from that lens, you actually create the life that you desire. That's what brings me joy. It's what lights me up. And it's also what I see is missing from so many of our lives, because we associate sensuality with sex, with being promiscuous, with a whole lot of things that it actually isn't. So let's talk about what sensuality is. And if you have any questions, good morning as you come in, feel free to pop them in the comments. All right. So I love words. I love wordplay. I love etymology. And I want to just go into a little bit of the definitions, right? So a quick Google search, don't have to go too far. Sensuality: the enjoyment, expression, or pursuit of physical, especially sexual pleasure, the condition of being pleasing or fulfilling to the senses. So I think the first part, the last part of the first part, is what people think of sensuality. So the enjoyment, expression, or pursuit of physical pleasure, absolutely, but people focus on especially sexual. And yes, we do want our sexual experiences to be sensual. We want to engage all of our senses in them. But before we even get there, before we get to the sexual part, let's see about creating our daily lives in a way that's sensual. Because as we do that, naturally, the hope, the goal, naturally, the physical part, including especially the sexual, will become more sensual and fulfilling as well. So let's look at the second part, the condition of being pleasing or fulfilling to the senses. See, this is where I live with most people, especially when you're just starting to work with me. We'll get to that especially sexual part later, but when we're just coming in and we're just warming up, we want to get into the condition of being pleasing or fulfilling to the senses. So the root word of sensual, it is the S-E-N-S, the sense, the senses, and it means to arouse the senses, to arouse us, to excite them, right? It has been used again to talk about gratifying your carnal needs, but let's talk about carnal being of the flesh. And let's look at the five senses: touch, taste, sight, sound, and smell. To me, this is what sensual means. It means to walk through this world in this body, allowing all of your senses, however many you may have, to help inform and guide your life. And in doing so, you can actually shift your mood, shift your vibration, learn how to receive more, and learn how to attract to you. And everyone's so big on manifesting their lives, and everyone's thinking about manifesting, not really understanding that creation involves feeling, and feeling involves your senses. There's just no way to get around involving the body. And our Western minds and Western culture and Western education has focused so much on the neck up, on the logic, that we have completely forgotten about the body. And some of us have grown up in cultures and religious beliefs that somehow tell us that the body is wrong, that we need to exclude it. And so we only focus on the mental and the spiritual, not understanding that we were given this body to enjoy life, to have pleasure. We are not here simply to work and produce. We are here to be pleased by the smell of the flowers, the look of the flowers, the music that we listen to, the view of a sunset or a sunrise, or someone that we find very attractive. We're here to take in the tastes of food, to enjoy and savor each bite, from your kale to your chocolate cake. We're here for touch. How do our clothes feel on us? What does it feel like when we're holding a child or our lover or hugging a friend? All of this creates a different experience and vibration for us. All of this is designed to help us receive pleasure. When we utilize our senses, we receive pleasure from everything around us, outside of the bedroom. And when we put ourselves in this state, and this is not about some fake positive attitude, right? Because that's part of the mental game. Let me have a positive attitude all the time, even when life is feeling pretty shitty. And then we feel shitty about not being able to have a positive attitude. I'm here for the full spectrum of it. Let's take music, for instance. So music has the ability to make us cry. I absolutely love music. I have so many Spotify playlists. I can listen to certain songs and tears will just flow. There's no story behind it. It's the melody. It's the bass underneath the strings. The melodic sounds. Probably helps that I was a singer and I was in music, but still, it makes me emotional. On the flip side, I can listen to a song and it gets me amped up, like ready to party, ready to fight. Same kind of feeling, right? I mean, Annie up, as soon as that song starts coming on, you know, or DMX, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Like, these are the songs that it just gets you going. Music can help to soothe, make you smile. Taking that in through your sense of sound can shift your mood, can help elevate it, can help you release. Same thing with food, right? Great food, all the memes, Black woman eating, dancing, because we know it's just so amazing and so good. The endorphins rolling through the body, the feel good. I can do this with everything, every sense. This is what it means to live sensually, to indulge in your senses, to allow your body and how it receives. Your senses are your body. For those of you who are new to me, I teach that the body is an antenna. And I remember my experiences being younger of, you know, the rabbit ears on the TV and having to get them just right so that you see the picture clearly. Hey, good morning. So that you see the picture clearly. Our body is an antenna. And when we're clear, when we don't have other people's conditioning and programming in the way, when we don't have all of the shoulda, coulda, wouldas in the way, when we're not so stuck in our head, when we allow our body to receive pleasure through our five senses, we find that I have found that we are able to navigate our antenna so that the picture of what we desire comes in clear and we are able to receive. So we are able to manifest. We are able to create the life we want. Now, when you throw sex in there, it becomes something completely spectacular, but that's for further down the road. Right now, I just want you to get in tune with your body and your senses. And I want you to see how it is possible for your senses to shift your mood, to elevate your experiences. It's one of the reasons why we want to stay at a five-star hotel. We think it's just because it looks good, just because we can talk about it. But think about the experience of your senses versus some other establishment that you may find on the side of a highway. Think about how the sheets feel, the bathroom, the look of it, the ambiance. You're looking for all of that. You're looking for your senses to be aroused. So it becomes a sensual experience. Our senses can help us to determine how we feel. Our senses are how we respond to the environment around us. So look, for today, because sometimes I'll give you some homework from time to time. For today, if you haven't gotten dressed yet, or even if you have, are you putting on clothes that make you feel amazing and good? I wore a hat yesterday when I taught inside of my private community for women. I was teaching on the health and healing benefits of self-pleasure, and I just felt like I wanted to wear my white cowboy hat. Now, I mean, I'm teaching for half an hour to 45 minutes, and I'm indoors. I'm not going anywhere, but it just put me in such a wonderful mood. I showed up excited to teach. Same thing with this morning, with the clothes that I put on. I show up excited to teach. If I showed up with my night clothes and just all whatever, disheveled, I might not feel so excited. I might feel a little low energy, not quite the same. And then there are days when I don't feel like doing any of this. And what my body really desires is for me to just show up barefaced and just glow that way. Are you connected to your senses today? Whatever it is you eat, does it connect to your senses? Are you eating food that elevates you? What sense are you putting on your body? Not just because it costs that much and it's name brand and that's what everyone's talking about, but how does it feel for you? Because for some folks, that $10 bottle of something makes them feel like shit. And for some people, it's the $120 bottle. It's not about the price. It's about what does it do for you? How does it shift you? And how does it put you in a space to receive, to take in? I want you to start thinking about this world and your life and what you desire like flowers. Flowers are there. They're neither good nor bad. They really aren't. They're there. But when we take them in, the sight of them, the smell of them, for many people, it arouses the senses. The touch and feel of the petals, the sight of them, it arouses the senses. So try and think of your life as though you're always smelling flowers or looking at them or touching them. And if flowers ain't your thing, then find something else. All right, that's our quick chat for this morning. Just want to let you know about a few things that are coming up. The first is, yes, self-pleasure has many health and healing benefits. And self-pleasure is a lot more than what people think. It is, by the way, International Masturbation Month, which is why I've been focusing on a four-part series inside of my community, speaking about self-pleasure. And last night's was the class was the health and healing benefits. All of the replays are up in the community. There is a 7-day trial. You can come on in. We also have monthly coaching sessions. So come on in and try for 7 days and then stay for the benefits of membership. I do weekly teachings in there. I do random live streams from time to time. There is a community that is growing. You can join over 100 women inside of the temple, upside the temple, that was the old name, inside of the Sensual Oasis for Black women. You can find that information at the link in bios / Sensual Energy Alchemy. If you are in Brooklyn, this Sunday, May 19th, I will be speaking at an event hosted by 2930. It is run by Brienne. I want to say her last name is Phillips, but I remember her first name. A wonderful woman who is putting together an organization that's really dedicated around the sensuality and eros of Black women and bringing us into our power with our sensuality and our eros. And you know, that's my jam. I told you in the beginning, that's my whole thing. I'm honored to be speaking along with LaVon Briggs, Emmy Award winner, author of Sensual Faith, a book that I used inside of my community for our first book club. The book is amazing. I highly suggest you pick it up. So that event is May 19th from 11 to 3. And then in the afternoon, I'm doing double duty, y'all. The afternoon of May 19th, I will be one of the panelist speakers for the Menopause Mystique. That is hosted by Carmel Jean-Francois of CFIT Coaching. And we are talking about menopause through the lens of the Black woman's experience. And I will be speaking about staying sensual, being sensual, feeling into your body. Sex isn't over just because you start going through perimenopause. Absolutely not. We can get it in and get it in well through our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Okay? We can keep it going. Perimenopause doesn't mean you somehow hang up your womanhood or hang up your arousal or your sensuality. In fact, ladies, we are just getting started. Okay, so that information I will put also in the description or in the comments so that you can sign up for that great event. And I do have a live event coming in June. Please stay tuned for that information. I'm so incredibly excited about it. The members of my community know what it is because I told them. I'm not really good at keeping secrets. But since I told them, I got that out of my system. So I'm not telling y'all a daggone thing until I have everything together. But if you're in my community, you already know what it is. All right, everyone, that is it for this morning. Thank you so much for joining, for listening. The replays are on my YouTube channel underneath the playlist, Morning Pleasure Chats. You can also find the replays on my podcast. This is how I'm restarting my podcast, The Sensual Blueprint. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's on iHeartRadio. My podcast is there. So take a listen into these and other episodes that I have had. I will see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. for another pleasure chat. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. It is Moon Day. Monday. Enjoy. Bye-bye.